A chocolate shop popped up in Shrewsbury at the weekend to raise money for the Shropshire Carers Appeal. It supports full-time carers and organises trips and breaks for them. BBC Radio Shropshire's Sam Fleet has been to meet chocolatier Julia Wenlock. She's the woman behind the idea.
Meringues, you've got cheesecakes, you've got chocolate crumbles, you've got millionaire shortbread. My mouth's watering just listing it off. Tell me about the pop-up shop here today and how it's been going.
Okay, well, I'm a chocolatier by trade, so today I wanted to do a pop-up event which would raise money for charity. So we've made loads of different chocolate tarts and everything you listed before, and we're selling it, and all the money's going to the Shropshire Carers Appeal.
I've heard of a pop-up shop before, you know, small starter businesses just having a space to start themselves up and then hopefully go to somewhere permanent, but this is for charity.
Well, I've always wanted to do a pop-up. I have a shop in the market, but I wanted something that I could do one-off, because I haven't got the capacity to make things every week like this. So I thought the best way to get lots of people to come along and really enjoy it is to do it for something local and that will get the community involved. So I picked a local charity.
Now, your reputation precedes you, because it is full in here today. It's been so busy. I've managed to get you for 2 minutes just before the crowd comes back again. You're an award-winning chocolatier as well. How busy has it been today? How many people have been coming?
Oh, it's been so busy. It opens at 11 o'clock and there was a queue already, which took Laura and I by surprise. And it's just been so busy the last few hours. So, and we're open till 3, but a few people have been tweeting that we're open till 4. So we've got this feeling we might be here later, but it's all good. So, yeah.
Are you planning to do any more charity pop-up shops in the future?
Yeah, I potentially would like to do something. There's Chocolate Week coming up in October and I've got a few plans then to do different things, so yeah, I'm sure we'll be doing something again.
How much do you hope to raise today?
I don't know, actually, because we've had so many amazing raffle prizes donated. It would be really nice to raise a few hundred. I'll be tweeting and Facebooking and updating my blog when we've got a final total.
One of the things that we do is we support people who are family carers in their own home, looking after somebody who couldn't manage without their help. And we've been raising money for about 12 months now for that particular part of our work. And she wanted to do something that was a bit different.
And so this is a way to raise money for the charity in a sort of a different way, isn't it? I mean, there's not many pop-up shops that will do it for charity at the minute.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, the point about raising money for charity is that what you want to do is to get people to do things they'd like to do anyway, and by having things donated, that raises money for the very good work that we do for people in Shropshire.
It's a very social way to raise money as well, isn't it? Because it's not like you're running for charity or cycling for charity. This is where you can invite people in, they buy things which the proceeds then go to help you do what you can for the charity.
Yes, I